With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The same day, 15 people in New Orleans were run down and killed by a truck driven by a Muslim supporter of ISIS. Hundreds of pro-Hamas protesters marched in New York City for Intifada, blocking 6th Avenue in Manhattan. The New Orleans attack took place in the early hours of New Year's Day when Shamsuddin Jabbar, who had pledged loyalty to ISIS, rammed his rented truck into a crowd on Bourbon Street. According to news outlet KOAA, the person behind the Cybertruck bombing at Trump Tower in Vegas has been identified as 37-year-old Matthew Leibelsberger of Colorado Springs, Colorado. Authorities believe fireworks, gas tanks, and camping fuel were connected to a detonation system controlled by the driver in the Cybertruck that exploded outside the hotel Wednesday morning. One person was found dead inside. Seven victims suffered minor injuries. The vehicle was rented in Colorado and arrived in Las Vegas around 7:30 Wednesday morning. Surveillance video shows a driver passing by the Trump Hotel about an hour before the explosion and then circling back near the end of that hour and stopping in front of the hotel. Law enforcement thanked Elon Musk for providing additional information, including video from Tesla charging stations, to help with their efforts to track the driver. Also at SRNnews.com, a former Navy corpsman who survived Pearl Harbor has died.
Harry Chandler has died. He was a Navy medic who helped pull injured sailors from the waters of Pearl Harbor after the 1941 Japanese attack on the naval base. He was 103 years old. Was he scared as he rescued wounded sailors from the water? "Weren't scared at all," he once said. "We were busy. It was after you got scared." Asked what he wanted Americans to know about Pearl Harbor, he said, "Be prepared." I'm Rita Foley.
This is SRN News. Catholics are assuming important roles in the federal government, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
America is a mostly Protestant nation, and while Catholics are a big slice of the population, 23%, they are dwarfed by the roughly 50% who are Protestants. But President Trump, whose two election victories were fueled by evangelicals, has selected a lot of Catholics for his cabinet. Vice President J.D. Vance is also a Catholic, as are seven of the nine Supreme Court justices. A majority of Catholics cast their ballots for Mr. Trump in November. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
It's been a decade since six South Koreans were detained in North Korea, but there's still no word on whether they're alive. Three are Christian missionaries, and the rest North Korean defectors who resettled in the South. The missionaries, who had been involved in covert work to spread Christianity in the North, were all sentenced to hard labor for life after being convicted of plotting to overthrow the North Korean government. This is SRN News. Changes at the European Union.
Poland inherits the EU presidency with its voice louder, more listened to in the bloc than ever. And its strong support for Ukraine will remain a top priority. The government here will continue to push Moscow to end its full-scale invasion, whilst pushing the EU to maximise military and financial aid to Kyiv, as Donald Trump is expected to cut support from America. Poland also wants to increase the economic pressure on Russia by adding new sanctions and trying to stop it sidestepping those already in place.
Thousands of people took part in the annual Coney Island Polar Bear Plunge. Large crowds gathered Wednesday morning to take the freezing dip in the water off Coney Island. It's the 122nd year that the Polar Bear Plunge has taken place. Donations accepted at the event are being redistributed to nonprofits around the area. More details at SRNnews.com.